revelation. Mm-hmm. And you can't shake it off. You can't run from it. Matter of fact, you try to run for it, or you try to deny some things. Then here's the thing. Then it just comes back around like a 360, hits right in the face. Then we're like, well, I got to face this thing now. It's the way that the world works. So this is how the universe works. This is how God works. You're listening on Anchor right now. Praise God. We are going to be doing a series on the end time prophecy. I am going to be preaching on prophecy from this point on. Because of the time that we're living in, we're no longer living in the time of where we need to still grow. We are grown. We understand we serve a creator. We know we don't know everything about him. We're learning all that, but we know that we need to live for him.
Amen.
And that we gave our lives to him and for him to control us and to do whatever he wants with us, however he wants, and whenever he wants.
Hallelujah.
And that's all that matters. And I pray that people that are listening, whether it be on Google Podcasts or Deezer or Podcast Addict, whatever you listen to this morning on our podcast station, I pray that you be able to receive this word this day.
Amen.
Because this is a very important word. This is a word for the end days that God has been putting on my heart for quite a while now. And the funny thing is that I always talk about my dad being crazy, you know. He's the oddball one, and he's crazy. And then I had to go say, well, you were made just like him, so stick my hand in the sand right quick. So when you were able to look at the glory of who you are, that's your child. So praise God. You get to, and if you can look at it today, that is astounding, because it's the grace of God. The grace of God is still here.
Amen.
But the grace of God will leave this earth. How many of us know that?
Amen.
The Bible says, my spirit will strive with man always. In other words, there's going to be a time where there will be no grace. Praise God. There will be no do-overs. Whatever happens to you right then, and that's the way it is.
Amen.
And God has said that from the beginning. You know, he's told us, well, get it right. And we go over Revelation, he tells us exactly how long that we're going to be punished for. We ignore it because we say, oh, this is just a book that's talking about fairy tales. And you go over to the book of Ezekiel and find out, oh, it's in the Old Testament too. Wait a minute. What are these two things doing in the same in this book here? And then we find out he's not lying. And he never will. We're the ones that make up stuff. Put words in the Bible that are not there. Praise God. But I'm not going to hold us up on talking too much about that. I know that it's very important for us to understand who Israel is. Who do you believe that Israel is? Let's see if anybody remembers from the last times we talked about Israel. Well, if you have no response here, Israel is you. You are Israel. You come from the tribe of Israel, tribe of Judah. You are the offspring of Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
You can go ahead and hit the button. I thought we were going to do music. Apparently, we're not. So, always. Praise God. We are Israel. We're God's chosen people. God has called us into royal priesthood. We have been told for many years that we were indigenous slaves, that we were less than other races.
Amen.
Does anybody believe that?
Amen.
How many of us, and I know there's only one person in this room that experienced segregation to a certain extent. The whole rest of us watched it on TV. But when they integrated the school system, was everybody happy about that? You know, how all the transition of we're the demonic race of people. We're the race of people that doesn't know how to get together and do what's right. That's what was being said. And then you had a race of people that were saying, we're the good guys, and you can only be good if you come through our understanding of it. That this is what America's been saying. Mm-hmm. Putting it in our brain is called whitewash. In the propaganda on television, man walking the moon. We were the first to do that. Devil is a lie. If we were the first to do that, then how come they didn't show it on television? The only thing they showed was the thing going up there, and then that was it. And all of a sudden, you see this video, one leap for man, and come on now. You know, but that was what happened, and that's the propaganda of this world today. So, and I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to leave that right there. There might be many questions that a lot of people want to ask. If this offends you and you're watching this morning, I suggest you change the channel. But I'm not going to hold my breath today. I'm not ever going to do that. I think that it's important for us to pay attention and look around at what's going on in the world. And stop panicking and understand that we are children of God, protected under the protection of God.
Amen.
But that means that we have to follow God's statutes and precepts. I'm going to know what God's statutes and precepts are.
Assuming rules and standards.
Where are they located at?
In the Bible.
And why should we pay attention to those statutes?
So we know how to live our lives.
What could happen if we don't?
We will not get to the kingdom of heaven.
What else? We will be blotted out. It's not so much about the kingdom of heaven. See, because that's the difference about what we're told about what the truth about the kingdom of heaven is. We were told one day we're going to go to a place. It's going to be called the Kingdom of Heaven. We're going to get there and have all these, you know, it's going to be a wonderful thing and all this. And there are some truths to it, and there are some things that we need to understand that actually literally take place when you read the word in the context of what this is talking about. But I will try to focus on the 12 tribes of Israel, but for some reason I'm trying to get up on the scrap shell. there is. How many of us read Revelations? But who understands what the lake of fire is? I want to know who. What do we think that the lake of fire is?
Isn't the lake of fire hell? That's what I always thought it was.
Now ask yourself this question.
Uh-huh.
If the lake of fire was hell, then why when the fall of man happened, that sin was revealed, and now sin is entered into the world.
Yeah.
And so that makes the world sinful.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes the world what? Satan's kingdom,
mm-hmm.
which is where hell is.
Mm-hmm.
So can there be two hells? Jesus said he was going to come back and destroy this world, conquer. He's going to conquer this world, and there's going to be these great creatures from the four corners of the earth, and they're not really creatures. They're really military covert ops.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to shoot missiles and help destroy the whole entire planet. So that destruction will happen, and that will end this whole entire world. Nothing will survive it. And God will do what? He will make all things new again. But God said, you're my people, I will hide you, he will have a place for us. But if we don't believe it and understand it, because you know, I was wondering, well, what would happen if I'm sitting in my house and the whole entire world is up in smoke, and I know that the house is fixing, there, I'm fixing to die. There's no question about it. How is God going to hide me? Lots of men in the Bible that have been taken up by the Spirit of God within the chariot. God relocation in a cave. There are going to be some that are going to be chosen that are going to be hid. 144,000 people. Hey, that's what we're talking about now. 144,000. Now, very good. Now that I've got onto that rabbit trail there, let's go back to what we're doing here. 12 tribes of Israel. Let me get this on the screen here.
War soon erupted between them, resulting in the loss of half of Israel's army. Taking advantage of Israel's weakened state, the Syrians began to invade. Josephus records the brutality of these campaigns, leaving little doubt that many fled to safety. Now, Hazael, king of Syria, fought against the Israelites and plundered the eastern parts of the country beyond Jordan. Also Gilead and Bashan, burning and plundering and offering violence to all that he laid his hands on. The kingdom of Israel was destroyed completely in 722 BC, and to many, this appears to be the end of their story. But the rich and the powerful boarded ships and sailed away. The less fortunate were rounded up and deported to the fringes of the Assyrian Empire, specifically the lands of modern Turkey and northwestern Iran. The Israelites began life anew in the lands of their captivity, but full-scale conquests by Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome were coming, all of which drove migrants towards Scythia and Thrace, the lands of the horse. The Black Sea region was filled with competing tribes of mounted warriors, some of which were subsequently driven into Europe. Some have speculated that Israelite migrants learned about horses in Scythia, but it may surprise many that ancient Israel deployed one of the most respected and feared chariot forces in the Near East. One might even describe elite Israelite society as a horse-riding aristocracy. 1 Kings 10:26 records Solomon's construction of chariot cities throughout Israel that included stabling 40,000 horses. His army incorporated 12,000 horsemen and 1,400 chariots, a significant force the equal of any in the region at the time. King Ahab, a few decades later at the Battle of Karkar, fielded 2,000 chariots, according to the Kirk Stella. The Nimrud prison and records from the state archives of Assyria indicate just how respected Israel's horsemen were. When the Israelite capital of Samaria fell to Sargon II, he incorporated its chariot force into the Assyrian army. The man of Samaria, who, with a king hostile to me, had consorted together not to do service and not to bring tribute.
Ancient Hebrew verses, Amon! And a rather loud crowd celebrate the Jewish festival of Purim in India's remote northeast. It's the last place you'd expect to find a thriving Jewish community, but here they are, the descendants of a lost tribe of Jews called the Manasseh.
Let's switch off to another video. Have patience.
Much of the history of the kingdoms of Israel and Judah. Kingdoms of Israel and Judah are well known. Preserved in the Bible is an epic anthology from the birth of this storied nation to the division, collapse, and ultimate captivities of the Israelite and Jewish peoples. While the Bible details the Jews' return to their homeland, the northern kingdom of Israel seemingly became lost to history. What happened to the 10 lost tribes of Israel?
Stop it right there.
Shortly after the death of Israel's most...
Because he's going to go into some stuff that we're clearly not going to know. But, so, now, what we're trying to understand here is the 12 tribes of Israel, and who is that? Well, we do know there was some, obviously some tribes that were talked about. And so I want to point something else out here. that is not on that particular video.
Some
some of what this guy is saying is a little off, but for the most part, this is where we come from. The name of God is Yahweh Shai. Everybody say that with me. Say Yahweh Shai.
Yahweh Shai.
That's the name of God. It means it means power, because God is the creator and he gives life. He's able to give life, and he is a force that puts things into place. And, you know, divine entity, the supreme divine entity. Now, that's may go over some heads that are watching, but but God, the 12 tribes of, you know, the and who they were, the children, and all that make up who all the nations are today. And so I've got something I'm gonna show you here. I got to go back and forth because I didn't print it out. So the tribes were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. And then here were all the see now. If you notice, the 12 tribes of Israel are talked about in all the different kinds of religions. Well, there wasn't a whole bunch of types of religions, actually. So that's where one of the problems is, because it starts not making sense when you get into some of these other things, like the Islam's belief a different way. Let's see here, where is it at? Second here. Turn to Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. Somebody read that.
And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and hast prevailed.
All right, well. and have to prepare the soul.